Okay. Where were we? Yes, we were here on the inside looking out. And then interestingly enough, I met with Ise. And we had a Swedish conversation. Lots about what I'm talking about here. And we could... Oh, Krishna. We could use it as a kind of... as a kind of inspiration for this concept, for this inside looking out. Quite interesting that I met him right now when I started talking about it. So the previous recording might be epic. But not seriously, if we can combine, and yeah, that was a nice way of combining it, I think. And I got it. The conscious way of understanding what's going on in the world today. You know, first of all, the one above the standard propaganda, really looking at it, but then looking deeper and deeper, and looking from the inside and out at the world situation. You know, we have these people sitting there, men generally, but also women. Who is this person? Who is that person? And why does he or she speak and act the way they do? And what do you think about it when you hear it or see it? You know, looking at ourselves and make our own decisions and act accordingly. You know, where will my mind go? Into the pits of hell, yeah, pits of hate and fear and so on. Or into knowledge and goodness and sharing and helping each other. So, you know, that love, actually. So if no, we're talking here the conceptual, I would say, synopsis or whatever for inside looking out. And how about that? Because then I can, which I just feel a call for, get myself a bit updated and informed, and you know, learn to see what's really going on in the world, which I also think is good for others to share with my boys and with friends and the viewers and listeners and so on. And I think that maybe the Inside Looking Out should be much of a podcast. I don't know, because I think I should also work with video, but maybe I don't need to work so intensely with it. I don't know. But I wanted to make it a video channel, so let's see what I can do. So yeah, thank you.